Well, dear saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. Today, we're going to talk about freedom because Jesus invites us to be free. And freedom is what the Reformation is really all about, being free in Jesus. And maybe we should think about, what is freedom? Well, what is freedom from a Christian perspective? Because we would say very different things than the world around us and sometimes even other Christians. So this morning we're going to talk about freedom. And Jesus invites us to be free in John chapter 8, and he says it this way. He tells us that if the Son sets us free, we'll be free indeed. And then the Jews respond to Jesus this way, right? The Jews say, well, wait a second. You're talking about freedom. We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. Which is kind of funny, by the way, right? Have the Jews ever been enslaved to anybody? Yeah, it's kind of a big part of the Old Testament, right? They say, we've never been enslaved to anyone. Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Now as much as we might laugh at the Jews who are talking to Jesus right now, they probably knew, okay, yeah, there was that time in Egypt when we were slaves for 400 years and we couldn't do anything for ourselves and God saved us. Oh, and there was also that time where we went into the Babylonian captivity and we were exiled into this foreign land. And there's also been other times throughout history where we've either been enslaved or we're almost enslaved to other people. And there's the whole David and Goliath thing. We almost became slaves there. But besides that, we've never been slaves to anybody. Okay, I think that what they're actually saying here is that they've never been enslaved in a spiritual way because they're offspring of Abraham. And even if they have been enslaved, well, they know that they are simply going to be with God forever simply because they are genetically, ethnically offspring of Abraham. And I think that's what they are saying, and that's what Jesus is calling them out for. Because what does he say? Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. These Jews were not seeing their sinful condition as slavery. They were considering that just because of who they were as Jews, that their sin didn't matter. It was a religion that had gone wrong, that had gone toxic, that no longer cared about sin. And friends, if we're honest, that sometimes our religion can go kind of toxic and wrong as well, and we can get fraudulent ideas of freedom. Fraudulent freedom. And so let's talk about some of the ways that we don't mean as Christians by the word freedom. When we talk about freedom, what we don't talk about is freedom that comes through belonging to a specific or institutional church. All right? Like just because you belong to a church doesn't mean that you have freedom. Just because you show up on Sundays and you've got a pew, sorry guys, doesn't mean that you are automatically free. That would be similar to what the Jews are saying, that just because they belong to Abraham, well, they didn't have to worry about anything else. That just because of who they were free. And frankly, this is what Martin Luther was going after in his day. And sometimes it's still a problem today in church bodies, where people believe that just because they belong to a specific institutional church, it doesn't matter what that church believes or what it says or whether it's biblical. Just because they belong to a specific church, they are free. But if they ever leave that church, that's when they are no longer free. That's when they are outside of God. This is a fraudulent freedom. I think that we might see that today in like the Roman Catholic Church in some ways. Now, I've got family who's Catholic. I love them. They are fellow Christians, right? Or we might see that sometimes in folks who maybe come to bring their babies to be baptized and then leave. We're just by virtue of having a touch point or touching base with a church, by somehow having your name on the member rolls at a church, that makes you free. And friends, that is a fraudulent freedom. That's not enjoying the true freedom that Jesus invites you to have. But there's also another kind of fraudulent freedom, and that's freedom through your devotion and your works towards God. It's a kind of a toxic religion that says, well, in order to enjoy the freedom that comes from God, you have to do stuff. That you have to be obedient to God. You have to earn God's favor. You have to impress God somehow. You have to outweigh your sin with good works. You have to pay off God. It's a freedom that says, all right, as long as you do a bunch of stuff, then you almost get it, right? It's a freedom that people think that they have to earn. It's called a works righteousness freedom. And the sad part is that on the one hand, you'll never get there. You can never impress God enough by what you do. You can never outweigh your sin with good works. And you'll drive yourself crazy if you try. But the other thing that goes wrong with this is that it actually trivializes sin. It makes a sin out to be something that's not as bad as it actually is. That, well, my sin, I could at least try to do enough good things to outweigh it. If you think that you have a shot at trying to do enough good things to outweigh your sin, you don't really realize how big and bad and ugly your sin is. You can't do enough to outweigh your sin with what you do. You can't fix it yourself. But there's another way that we see in our world that is a fraudulent freedom. Often people in our world, and even fellow Christians, believe that we have freedom from the guilt of our sin. And they don't mean this in a Jesus has forgiven me of my sin kind of way. They mean this in a, well, Jesus has forgiven me, and so therefore I can go back to my sin. Wait, what did Jesus say about sin? That if you're enslaved to sin, right? That if you're a slave to sin, why would you want to go back to it, right? But many people in our world and even fellow Christians will say, well, Jesus gives me license to be myself. I can do whatever I want now. And so we live in a world that denies sin and even indulges in sin and engages in a buffet-style spirituality. Well, I think that this might be wrong, but this is okay. And I'm going to do this. And it doesn't really matter what the scripture says. Those are all fraudulent because they are all alternatives to Jesus. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Freedom comes only from Jesus. And if you are finding any kind of freedom as an alternative to Jesus, you know what Jesus calls that? Slavery. Slavery. And it might feel freeing. It might feel good. It might feel like you're in control. But friends, if it's not Jesus and it's not Christ alone, you are not enjoying the full freedom that Jesus himself gives you. You know, it kind of reminds me of a verse from not John, but 1 John. It's a letter that the Apostle John wrote. 1 John chapter 3, and this comes from verse 2, where John says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears," that's Jesus, "we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." You know what John is saying there? Is that our freedom looks like Jesus. That you will feel most free when you are like Jesus. That freedom comes in being like him. And we may not fully see what that will look like right now, but when he returns, when he comes back, we will see him for who he is. And when we see him for who he is, we will better see ourselves for who he makes us to be. If freedom is truly being yourself, then freedom is being more like Jesus, because who Jesus is who we should really be like. That's what Jesus is saying. That's the kind of freedom that Jesus talks about, and that's the kind of freedom that the Reformation celebrates. That freedom is in Christ. That freedom happens to us right now, and that freedom is a gift. Freedom is in Christ because freedom is being less like you and more like Jesus. I don't know about you, but there are some days where I look in the mirror, you know, it's usually in a bad hair day, and I go, "Ugh, me again," right? You ever have days like that? I think that's so often we, in our world, in our society, we believe that we have this kind of a quest to try to find ourselves, to try to find our identity. And until we find ourselves and who we really are and who we truly are, we won't feel like ourselves. We won't feel free. Friends, you're never going to find that if you're looking not at Jesus. You only find yourself by finding Jesus. Why? Because Jesus came as the true human. Now, Jesus was both human and God. Was it a 50% human, 50% God? But what percentage human was he? 100%. And 100% God, but he was 100% human. If you want to know what true humanity is, you look to Jesus, because Jesus was without sin. Jesus was what it meant to be truly human. And so if you want to truly find yourself, dear human, who should you be like? Jesus. And not only should you be like Jesus because he came as what it truly means to be human, but on his cross, you are rid of the sin that makes you a subhuman slave. You know, in confirmation class with our kids, I often talk about how sin makes you a mutant human. Were humans meant to have sin? No. We were meant to be holy and sinless and to live forever. And so your sin makes you something less than being human. And it's on that cross where Jesus takes that away. It's forgiving you of your sin that makes you truly human. And so your true self, dear Christian, your true self is discovered in Christ. He wants you to deny yourself and to know him, to know who you truly are. Jesus said in our reading this morning, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Which means, dear Christian, that freedom is not something that you're waiting for. It's not something that you still have to earn. It's not something that is coming only when Jesus comes back. That true freedom is right now. It's right now. There is that word that came in that scripture I just read, right? If you abide, right? If you want to know some Greek, here you go. If you don't care about Greek, then you can mentally turn off for the next 3 seconds, all right? That word abide comes from the Greek word meno. Can you say meno? Meno. It means to abide or remain. To remain in God's word. You are already in God's word. You already live in the reality of being made like Jesus. Oh, I know that you're still a sinner. I know that you are still unlike Christ in so many ways, but dear Christian, you have already been made like Christ, even now as a sinner, because of his word. How can you abide in something? How can you remain in something that is not yet right now, that's still in the future? No, you can't. You get to remain in God's word because that is who he has made you to be. One of those beautiful Reformation teachings was that you are simul justus et peccator. You're getting a whole lot of languages this morning. That's Latin. It means that you are simultaneously a sinner and a saint. Just like Jesus is 100% human and 100% God, dear Christian, right now, you are 100% still a sinner, and you are 100% a saint. Holy. Completely holy. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. It's a gift. Freedom comes in Christ. Freedom is right now, not in the future. And freedom is a gift. Does Jesus seem to you to be the kind of guy who would keep freedom from you? Would he withhold something good from you until you earn it? No. It's a gift. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And to be free indeed, the Son has to set you free. He doesn't keep that freedom from you. He knows that you, dear sinner, are not capable of it. He gives it to you because that's the only way you will get it. And so that's why Jesus came and he was born. Merry Christmas. And that's why Jesus came and he taught and he did ministry. And that's why Jesus went to the cross to take away all your sin on himself. And that's why Jesus rose from the dead so that you could also rise from the dead. And that's why Jesus reigns over you right now so that your life might be completely in his control, in his hands. And that's why Jesus's ministry is still ongoing. This morning when you came to church, I hope that when we said in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you remembered your baptism where Jesus made you his own. His ministry is still ongoing. And you heard those words of absolution. You confessed your sins and you used all 10 commandments to do it, right? You confessed your sins and then you heard those beautiful words that your sins are forgiven. Those are not my words, even though I'm really handsome, right? Those are not mine. It's not because I've got magic juju. No, those are Jesus's words that he says to you. His ministry is still ongoing. And in a few moments, he's going to give us his own body and blood, his real body and blood right here this morning in Antioch, Illinois, for you. His ministry is still ongoing. It's a gift. Freedom. That he gives you over and over and over and over again. Freedom so that you would truly be yourself, so that you would be without sin. You know, I had a conversation with a widow this last week. And she was missing her husband. And I was talking with her. And she asked me if she would ever see him again. Now he was baptized. He was faithful. We know where he's going to be. He's with Jesus. But she was asking, "Are we going to know each other there?" And I said, "Yeah, Yeah, you are. And I'm not just saying that. Because I know what John says in both his gospel and in the letter, right? That when Jesus appears, we shall be like him. Well, here's what I know about Jesus, is that he really likes families. Have you noticed this? He came for 30 plus years on earth. He probably started his ministry around 30 years old and spent 3 years in ministry, right? 30 years on earth. I don't know about you, but I know that if I came as the savior of the world, I would say, all right, let's get busy. All right. I don't have time to come as a baby and grow up and do stuff. I'm to come as a full on like adult and you all better line up because I got a lot to say to you. Right. What does Jesus do? He spends the first 30 years with a family. And then he spends 3 years in ministry. Jesus comes to be truly human. And when I told this widow this last week, I said, you know what? Jesus really likes families. He came and he got his own family. And he's the one who gave you your husband. He's the one who gives you your kids. He's the one who gives you your grandkids. He's the one who gives you your family. And he comes and he dies and he rises again and he promises us a place in his new heaven and new earth so that we will be reunited with our families. So yeah, you're going to see your husband again. And the great part is like he's going to be the best version of himself that you've ever met, that you've never met before. And it's going to make this life, I forget how long she was married with him, but 60 plus years. It's going to make these 60 plus years that you've had with him, it's going to make it feel like you guys were strangers compared to how well you're going to know each other and how long that you're going to spend together. Because we shall be like Jesus. And Jesus loves families and he calls us his brothers and his sisters. That's freedom. Being like Jesus. And dear friends, this life is the Costco samples of what is to come. It's real, but the real thing is really coming. What it's really about is still coming. And this is just the samples of the life that is coming again. And friends, that's what the Reformation was all about. The freedom of knowing that we don't have to wonder if we'll be there with Jesus and if we'll be there with those loved ones who have died before us and wondering if we will know them. No, the Reformation was all about freedom, of certainty, of knowing that it is coming. And it's not up to you to make it happen. It's all up to Jesus who gives it to you right now as a gift. That's what it's all about. Freedom from the slave masters of sin and the slave masters of bad religion that puts things on you to do and freedom from works righteousness and freedom from focusing on yourself and sin in order to feel free. It's the freedom of certainty, of knowing the comfort of eternity. And it's the freedom of being in Christ that makes you truly human, that in Christ you find your true self. Dear Christians, that is abiding. That is remaining in Christ. That it's Christ alone for salvation, and it's looking to nothing else for freedom except Christ alone and God's promises in Christ. And when you find God's promises, you discover that that is everything. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.